I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Well, the area remains under a winter weather advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this evening, as freezing rain and sleet is expected during the day today, causing travel difficulties on elevated bridges and overpasses. Ice will likely accumulate on power lines as well. Total ice accumulation is expected to be less than a quarter inch across most areas in North Louisiana. Many schools are closed across the area today, as well as private schools. State offices are closed in 26 North and Central Louisiana parishes. Many officials have made the announcement that they will decide later today as to whether those sites will reopen tomorrow. We'll keep you up to date here on KEDM about possible closures for Tuesday as well. The National Weather Service says that freezing rain and sleet is possible along the I-20 corridor. Expect the precipitation to begin early today with some light sleet and ice accumulations. Icy conditions are in the forecast, and the Louisiana Department of Transportation has already closed Interstate 220 around North Bossier City and Shreveport and Interstate 49. Several off-ramps, on and off-ramps in Ouachita Parish are closed at this time, including the Hall Street as well as Calypso Street on-ramps. The Endon Bridge also is closed, as is the Pecanland Mall overpass. A group of LSU students believe that the legislature should approve a constitutional amendment that protects higher education from budget cuts. Higher ed and health care are not protected, and they will likely take the brunt of next fiscal year's budget cuts. Mass communication student David Scotton leads an effort to get such an amendment proposed.
If cutting is a solution, then we want education to not be the only solution to that solution.
Scotton has helped gather over 1,000 signatures of LSU students who support the idea for a constitutional amendment to protect higher ed.
Students care, students matter, and that our futures matter. That's why we are not happy.
Scotton is a junior at LSU. He says that he's seen how previous budget cuts have harmed university systems. Union workers have been picketing outside two Southeast Louisiana oil refineries as part of a national strike by the United Steelworkers Union. Strike began early Sunday morning. Strikers marched Sunday outside the Motiva plants in Norco and Convent. About half dozen steelworkers carrying picket signs stood at the entrance of the plant in Norco, drawing some honks of support from passing motorists. The KEDM weather forecast, an 80% chance of wintry mix today, the high in the low 30s. This is KEDM News.